I thank the representative of the Russian Federation for your statement. Would any other delegation, if there are no other delegations wanting to take the floor, I would like to remind all delegations that only documents received by the Secretariat by the 13th of September 2019 can be issued as official documents of the 2019 session of the CD. So before closing, I would like to just make a few remarks. Distinguished colleagues, it gives me much pleasure, and indeed it is an honor to be presiding over our last plenary meeting of the 2019 CD session. I wish to pay well-deserved tribute to all of you colleagues for the support and cooperation that you extended to me personally and to my delegation as I presided over the preparation of the annual report for this session. The annual report that we have just adopted represents a delicate compromise. This outcome is not one that some of you, indeed even my delegation, would have preferred. But the circumstances that we faced made us adopt a realistic approach. As we all appreciate, in the final analysis, there is nothing like a perfect report, but a consensus report. And a consensus report is what we have just adopted. I want to sincerely thank all members for the compromises that you made, including today, and for the flexibility and the restraint that you demonstrated. As we conclude the 2019 session of the Conference on Disarmament, I have mixed feelings, or mixed emotions, reflecting both the challenges that we experienced this year and the missed opportunities that remain stuck on the horizon like an ever-receding mirage. I feel a sense of frustration about a year that was, but I also detect an atmosphere in the chamber of hope for the future of this conference. The consensual spirit that characterized the negotiations of the annual report is instructive. My appeal to members is not to spoil this conducive atmosphere, but to carry it forward to the 2020 session. Distinguished colleagues, although we were not able to agree on a program of work during the 2019 session, I must applaud the commendable efforts by my predecessors. I do believe that their sterling work and their efforts were not in vain, and that the next session's presidencies, especially the first president of Algeria, for the 2020 session, will draw lessons from the experience of this year. After all, the last program of work, so which garnered consensus in this conference, was agreed under the presidents of Algeria way back in May 29, 2009. So to Algeria, that must be a good sign. Distinguished colleagues, earlier this year, I submitted a proposal to inject some continuity in the work of the CD. This initiative by Zimbabwe was born out of our frustration with the short-termism associated with individual CD presidents' limited horizon and a four-week focus. We listened to other delegations, and there were different ideas about this issue of continuity, and we think that the ensuing debate was rich and quite enlightening. We are glad that we ignited the useful debate on the possibility and utility of rolling over an agreed program of work to other sessions, especially in such if such a consensus would have been on a program of work would have been arrived at towards the end of a session. As we look to the future with a view to resuming substantive work, one important issue that comes to mind is that of determining which discussions have reached maturity for negotiations, while at the same time respecting the established principle of balance in the treatment of all core items of the agenda of the Conference on Disarmament. My sense is that this highly contentious issue cannot be postponed forever. The fact is that because we hold different views and positions, we must start negotiations. The conference is a forum for negotiations, and we should not be afraid to discuss our differences and to negotiate. What we cannot afford is to postpone ad infinitum the difficult discussions to resolve our differences. Finally, distinguished colleagues, Zimbabwe firmly believes that we should collectively take decisive measures to address the institutional drift and mandate creep which is affecting the CD and bring back the CD on track. We call on member states to refrain from politicizing the conference because that is the negative effect of further undermining the credibility of this institution. Once again, thank you all for your cooperation, the cooperation that you extended to my presidency, including during the preparation of the draft report to the General Assembly, and also to thank our interpreters, the conference officers, and of course, the secretariat for their work. We could not have achieved this without their sterling efforts. Colleagues, excellencies, this concludes the business for today in the 2019 session of the Conference on Disarmament. So this meeting is now adjourned. Colleagues, I noticed that the representative of India had raised the flag before I gaveled, so the mistake is on me.